It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. A new bill in the state legislature would require the state to recommend that anyone charged with a new crime while under extended supervision, parole, or probation go back to prison. If approved, the Department of Corrections estimates it could substantially increase the state's prison population. Republican Assembly Representative Brent Jacobson is a sponsor of the bill. He represents a central Wisconsin district that includes parts of Marathon, Waupaca, Portage, and Shawnee counties. Representative Jacobson, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, I want you to spell out, if you will, what this bill does, because I'll admit the procedure is a little complicated. I read it wrong at first. What exactly does this bill do?
Sure. So what this bill does, it's really a small bill in terms of the amount of text with the bills that we see. So the change it makes is, right now, if somebody is out on supervision, extended supervision, parole, or probation, and they commit another crime, or at least are charged with committing another crime while they're out, it's entirely up to the Department of Corrections officer assigned to that case to determine whether or not to recommend that this individual go back to serve out the length of the sentence for the crime they're already convicted of. What this bill does is it mandates that the DOC agent make those recommendations when another crime's been committed, or someone's charged with committing another crime while they're out. Now, this individual still, you know, gets due process because it's a recommendation by DOC, but ultimately an administrative law judge will determine whether that individual will go back into the system to serve out the length of their sentence.
Right. And I want to spell out specifically a couple things the bill doesn't do. It's not that that person charged with a crime is automatically going back to prison. The recommendation would be automatic. And then that goes, as you say, before a judge. Do I have that right?
That's right. And actually, listeners can go out on my website and find the bill is AB 85. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing about the state website is you can pull up the fiscal estimate on the bill, which I'm sure you'll have some questions on, but in the fiscal estimate, the Department of Administration assumes actually only in 47%, so less than half of those cases where recommendations have to be made, the ALJ would ultimately send the individual back to serve out the term.
And what is your motivation here? Make the case for this change.
Sure. Well, I came up in local government before joining the legislature, and one of the roles I had in local government was I chaired criminal justice and public safety in Marathon County, which geographically is a very large county. And, you know, I interacted with the court system, the Justice Department, judges, prosecutors, corrections. And you saw these stories again and again of individuals who are out on extended supervision or parole or probation. They're given a second chance, which I entirely support second chances. But when you get to third and fourth and fifth chances, and they're not coming back into the system to serve out their sentence, they're likely to commit additional crimes. And what the fiscal estimate doesn't capture, and it can't because, you know, this would be hard to gather all the research from different counties, but the cost of recidivism, we know it's real. We know it's a significant cost on our, you know, our local criminal justice systems. So, you know, I wanted to bring this bill forward, try and capture some of those cases that are falling through the cracks. And it's just a check and balance on DOC to at least make the recommendation and then have an ALJ take a look at it.
Some of the concerns that have been raised are some people in along the process have said, well, wait a minute, this is somebody who's been charged with a new crime, not convicted of a new crime. They may be innocent of that new crime, certainly until proven guilty. Make the case that even that charge is enough to get that recommendation.
Right. And that's a distinction that we really want to stress with this bill. So when an individual is out on extended supervision, parole, or probation, and they're charged with a new crime, if the ALJ determines they should go back, remember, what they're going back for is they're not going back to serve out a sentence for a crime they've only been charged with and not convicted of. They're going back to serve out the sentence for the crime that they were already convicted of before a jury of their peers. And they are still getting that due process before the ALJ on the crime they're charged with to determine if they should go back. And that factor of being charged with a new crime was a condition of that second chance that they got. And so, you know, the condition of that second chance wasn't, well, if you get convicted of a new crime, you're coming back, or there's a chance you'll come back. The condition that was the deal between the offender and the system, that you're going to get freedom. But if you are charged with a new crime, there's a chance you're coming back.
We're talking to Republican Assembly Representative Brent Jacobson from Central Wisconsin about his new legislation that would change some of the terms, the conditions in which someone is recommended to be revoked, sent back to prison if they violate the terms of their parole. In this case, if they're charged with a new crime, they would have to go back before a judge. Representative Jacobson, concerns raised, more people would end up back in prison. We're already over capacity in our prison system in Wisconsin. Do you worry about the effect of this bill on that overcapacity situation?
Well, I understand that's an argument, but, you know, what we recently saw this week is take a look at the Building Commission, you know, which deadlocked on the governor's $4.3 billion capital budget. And a part of that capital budget, one of the big ticket items, is just shy of $500 million in construction costs, looked at revamping the state's prison system. So I think the governor has an interest in revamping our state prison system. Where there was a missed opportunity in that, and it needs to be revisited, is bringing GOP lawmakers into the conversation. And, you know, this bill, if it's signed into law, and I hope the governor signs it into law, we need to be brought into the conversation about the revamp in the prison system that he wants to move forward with.
You've also mentioned the fiscal estimates, some costs involved here, of course, if people do end up being revoked and ending up in prison. You were making the case earlier that the cost of recidivism we avoid could help balance that out. Can you talk about the pro and cons on the dollar signs here?
Sure. Well, if you look at, first of all, the one thing that's interesting in the fiscal estimate is I think it speaks to the fact that there actually is a problem out there, because the fiscal estimate indicates that in 47% of these cases that aren't being recommended, there's a likelihood the ALJ is going to send them back. So we know that there's a substantial number of cases out there where people should be going back after they go before an ALJ. Now, in terms of the fiscal estimate going forward, obviously everything comes with a price tag. But I will say this. Not only the revamp of the prison system I just highlighted, but the governor has expressed, obviously, that we do have, criminal justice and public safety issues in the state. He started right off this session wanting to create and then now continue to fund an Office of Violence Prevention. This is a great way through this bill to try and make our communities safer. And I did highlight that cost of recidivism. If you go into any, you know, local law enforcement department, county, city, village, they'll talk to you about that cost of recidivism. It's a cost on our society and then on our system as well, because you're going through the whole process again of prosecution, investigation, trial, incarceration. And, that's a substantial price tag compared to what we're looking at for an ongoing cost to carry this bill forward.
Are there other priorities on your plate when it comes to the corrections system and criminal justice in Wisconsin?
So I serve on the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee, and we're moving some other bills forward at this time. One of them is going to be coming up for a public hearing here soon. That's creating some additional crimes for people that enter a home with intent to commit a battery. We've got some loopholes in the current statute. And then we also did pick out some specific crimes in AB 66 that also passed the assembly. That takes away some discretion of the prosecutor, or at least another check and balance on the prosecutor for some very serious crimes. It does not allow deferred prosecution agreements on those specific crimes. And also, if the prosecutor wants to dismiss or amend a charge, they'll need to get court approval. That also passed the assembly with AB 85. My colleague, Senator Hutton, is my partner on these bills, and we're going to have some hearings over in the Senate coming up this week, including on AB 85.
I want to switch gears for our last minute or so, Representative Jacobson. We've talked to a couple first-term lawmakers. You are one of them. Just wanted to get your impression on serving in the legislature, how Democrats and Republicans talk to each other, work together, or don't.
Sure. You see a lot of debate on the floor, but, you know, we've got an interesting freshman class. It was great meeting so many new people, regardless of whether it's a Republican or a Democrat. And, you know, I just enjoy having some of those conversations with people on the other side of the aisle. And it may not be about specific legislation. It's just as, you know, kind of moral support as you're getting into your first term. How's it going for you? What are you finding helpful? I just had one of those conversations earlier this week with a fellow freshman who's a Democrat. So you have to maintain a cordial relationship, even if you don't agree on certain policies or bills. And so far, so well. I enjoy having a bigger freshman class, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, because it's a chance to, you know, talk about how things are going and work together to make sure you're keeping your head on straight and enjoying the job you came down there to do.
Representative Jacobson, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. That's Representative Brent Jacobson in the Wisconsin State Assembly for District 87 in central and a little bit of northern Wisconsin. He talked to us about a bill he introduced that would change part of the process for revocation of parole or probation or extended supervision. Do you have questions about how those systems work under our current law or possible changes? Let us know what's on your mind, what you're wondering about, maybe your experience with it in any part of the legal system. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Coming up on Wisconsin Today, new report cards are out for hundreds of drinking water utilities across the state.
Drinking water is essential. It keeps us all alive. It sustains our civilization. But most people know very little about the systems themselves or the organizations that run them.
The Wisconsin Waterworks Excellence Project, that's ahead on WPR News.